In Paris today, donor countries promised to do more to help Afghanistan's fragile government. The U.S. led the way, promising more than $10 billion. The announcement, though, came from an unlikely voice, First Lady Laura Bush. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Bush clearly didn't keep the promise his wife says she got before they were married, that she wouldn't have to make any speeches. Today, she made two. She addressed the World Food Program in Rome and was the U.S. headliner at the Afghan Donors Conference in Paris.
Afghanistan has reached a decisive moment for its future. We must not turn our backs on this opportunity.
Her speech comes just days after her solo trip to Afghanistan, where she toured U.S. projects and was greeted in Bamiyan by NATO troops from New Zealand.
They met me with what my briefing papers described as a traditional welcoming ceremony. But when they began charging at me with spears, I wondered if my staff had been confused, and I can only imagine what the Secret Service thought.
The First Lady has made forays into foreign policy before, taking trips to Africa to highlight the Bush administration's HIV/AIDS programs and to the Middle East to raise awareness about breast cancer. She got some flack when she posed for pictures wearing a black headscarf and abaya in Saudi Arabia. There were also some who criticized her for bringing in foreign policy disputes when she briefed the media right after a cyclone tore through Myanmar or Burma last month.
The response to the cyclone is just the most recent example of the junta's failure to meet its people's basic needs. The regime has dismantled systems of agriculture, education, and health care. This once wealthy nation now has the lowest per capita GDP in Southeast Asia.
Though Myanmar limited U.S. aid to cyclone victims, Michael Green, a White House Asia expert in the first term of the Bush administration, said he wouldn't blame Laura Bush's tough talk.
There's not one iota of evidence that the regime closed up or resisted help because she said it. Quite the opposite. I think it raised the issue so that governments around the world were more focused on pressuring the regime to do the right thing.
Green, now with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says he's seen the First Lady take on a much more high-profile role on foreign policy issues during the second term. He suspects she's just feeling more confident and well-briefed.
I wonder if part of it also is that she's speaking a bit more as the conscience of the administration at a time when, for a variety of reasons, our foreign policy is becoming a little less ambitious, a little less transformative, and less focused on some of the human rights and democracy issues that were so pronounced a few years ago.
It was apparently Elsie Walker, one of George Bush's cousins and an expert on mountain peoples, who got Laura Bush interested in Burmese opposition figure Aung San Suu Kyi. Michael Green says that and Tibet are non-controversial issues for the First Lady.
Support for the Dalai Lama, support for Aung San Suu Kyi is pretty bipartisan, so she's been careful not to choose issues that would be politically contentious at home.
The former librarian has certainly played it safe, according to Myra Gutten, a First Lady historian and author of the book Barbara Bush, Presidential Matriarch.
I think, like her mother-in-law, she's got very good antenna, and she looks at things in terms of what the cost might be if she were to blunder.
At this point, Laura Bush has become an asset abroad for an otherwise unpopular administration. Gutten says Mrs. Bush's appearance at the donors' conference on Afghanistan today is just another sign of that.
During the midterm elections of 2006, she was considered the most popular Republican in the country. So it certainly doesn't hurt to have her out on the hustings at this conference and in other places in terms of an historical evaluation of the Bush presidency legacy.
Laura Bush's legacy won't be tied to any one particular issue. Rather, Gutten says, Mrs. Bush has taken a much more unusual approach, slowly warming up to the limelight and getting more involved in various problems abroad. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.